A powerful explosion shredded metal, shattered glass, and threw chunks of concrete hundreds of yards, killing Lebanese Army Brigadier General Francois Hage instantly. The general was the head of military operations for the Lebanese Army and had been expected by many to be the next commander of the army. Hage's vehicle was completely pulverized by the roadside blast near the defense ministry in the affluent Beirut suburb Babda. His body was reported thrown several hundred feet from the explosion. The assassination comes at a critical time in Lebanon's history. The country has been without a president for 18 days amid a major political crisis. The Lebanese army has been trying to maintain a precarious stability. Presidential polls have been postponed 8 times in recent weeks, despite an accord between the anti-Syrian coalition and the Hezbollah-led pro-Syrian opposition that Lebanon's army commander, General Michel Suleiman, should be the next president. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Beirut.